Well, a great achievement. Now you were the fourth scorer in the Irish team, and coming up to those closing stages, in the end, the Irish just pipping the French by one place for that bronze medal. So you probably didn't realise just how important that finish was.
Yeah, I actually didn't. Even when I crossed the line, I didn't know until we went in and the press were there and they were doing a count, and then that's when I heard. I knew on the course that we had been in third, and then we were in fourth, and we were in fifth, and then back into fourth. So I knew every place counted. And I think at one stage I was sixth scorer, and I was just trying my best to get up to be one of the scorers, which is top four. And yeah, I did that in the end, but it's just so nice to come home with a medal. I quietly was confident. I thought, I knew we could do it. The team were strong enough to do it. And yeah, so I was shocked, but in my heart, I knew we could do it. So yeah, I'm very proud.
And I suppose for people who maybe don't know too much about the background, I mean, it's worth pointing out that you were out of athletics for many years, or probably half a dozen years. You came back in 2012. You suddenly went from strength to strength again, and here you are winning a European bronze medal. It's a fantastic story.
Yeah, I think I'm going to retire now again. No, I'm only joking. I took a break in like 6 years ago, or well, at about 2006, and I came back after my second child was born in 2012. And yeah, so I've never ran as quick and never ran as well. So and it's all thanks to the coach, my coach Teresa, and my old coach Kevin, and you know, the club and the support I've got. You know, my husband has been so good, my family, and I know I couldn't do it without them. So this medal is really for us all. Like, it's, you know, yeah, definitely.
You're from Tullamore, you live in Strabane, you're hugely involved with Letterkenny Athletic Club. So it's a lot of people, as you say, a lot of support out there. But I suppose when you went into this competition, I mean, at the beginning, looking at the course this morning, I saw it on the television. I mean, it was pretty testing in that, rather than maybe the more muckier conditions we might be used to, a pretty cold, hard surface.
Yeah, it was very challenging, you know. Even to know what size spikes to wear was a problem, because some of the course wasn't thawed out and other parts of the course was very wet, and then there was sand. And so it was, yeah, down near the bottom was probably the hardest. You know, the soft part was hard because it was, you know, trying to get through the muck, but really the hardest part was where it wasn't thawed out and you were going over on your ankle and the 15mm spikes were sticking into it. And that's the part I found the most challenging, to try and get through that bit. But yeah, it suited the Irish, you know, it really did suit us, that kind of course. And I suppose the Spanish and the Portuguese, they didn't like it, they wouldn't have liked it, but they still ran well. But yeah,
great. So when you came into the press room, you, as you were saying, maybe not certain just where the Irish team had finished, how did you find out the good news that you'd got a bronze?
Yeah, the RTE reporters and the newspapers, and they were the first to say it. Like, and I was just like, oh my God, are you sure? Is that the count? Like, is that the last count? And yeah, we just pipped France by a point.